Absolute devastation this afternoon, Gary, getting beat against Guiseley 3-2 in the playoff final.
Yeah, I mean, we're outstanding first half, going 2-0. Set off really well, scored two good goals, and half time just got them together. They were all acted up and just them to settle down and same again. And unfortunately, injuries second half, I felt, just disrupted us. You know, losing our captain after 2 minutes was a disaster for us. And then obviously losing Sam Ashton and Jarbo, three out of our back five have come off, and just give the two lads that cut, you know, up top for them. I thought they bullied us a little bit, and we dropped slightly too deep, maybe.
Like I said, first half we started well. Tigi does well, and then Jarvo. So you must have been pleased at half time.
Yeah, I was buzzing at half time. You know, the lads were as well, and you know, just keep your shape and keep playing as is, really. But unfortunately, you know, the injuries that we've made today, I think it's just probably weakened us a little bit, and we lost our way a little bit with the injuries that we had.
It's a defensive, could we have done better as well with the goals, do you think?
I think so, yeah, but, you know, you lose Sam, you lose Teague, you lose Jarbo, you know, three experienced lads there for us, and, you know, as Flinney's come on and Adam Mather, and it's definitely weakened us there a little bit, but I think we probably could have done better with them, yeah.
Is this the cruelest way, do you think, to lose again?
It is, yeah, but I just said to my lads now, they've been outstanding for me this season. You know, they devastate because they've done so well this season. You know, our main aim this year was to get promotion. And we've narrowly missed out, but it's not through lack of effort. And they give me everything they've got.
Like I said, we can build on this now, not for foundations for next year going forward.
Yeah, I've got a great set of lads here. You know, great following today from the fans. And, you know, to see this ground packed again to the rafters, it was brilliant today.
Is it your job now to pick the lads up for next season and get them rearing to go again?
Yeah, I don't think you need to pick these lads up. You know, the team spirit they've got in the togetherness, you know, it's never been in doubt. But no, they did it dejected tonight because, you know, they were so close. But fortunately, like I said, I think them injuries today, second half, have just weakened us.
That's a bit of controversy in with our third goal that wasn't. What was your view of it?
Well, I've only got a look at the reaction from my lads and their lads, really. Their lads had their heads down and my lads were jumping up saying they'd gone over the line, so sometimes you get them so tight, sometimes you don't. You know, the linesman's not give it, and 3-3, you know, it would have made it a good fight of it again. But all credit to Grazer for coming back, but you know, I think if we'd have not had to make changes due to injuries, you know, it would have been a bit more solid. I think we've probably gone on and win the game.
Right, so you can't have any qualms. The lads have given you everything over these last season. You must be so proud of them.
Yeah, mega proud. Just, you know, when you're 2-0 up, you know, for me, I'm just dejected tonight with the way I feel, really. You know, I've got 20 lads there that are absolutely gutted, and it's my job now to pick them up. But they've had a great season. You know, before the game today, they were so bullish. You know, seeing Rafa's 45 minutes performance, they were outstanding. Unfortunately, I felt changes killed us a little bit second half.
I think we'll be a force to beat. We reckon we next season, knowing what additions we need.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, we'll know what we need for next season. We'll be stronger again next season. You know, it's our first season in this league, so we've tasted it now. So I know my lads are looking forward to it.